Hey Climactic crew, this is Maxine with a bonus episode of Climactic coming at you from Torquay. On Sunday, Santi, Delfina and I went to our first paddle out to fight for the bight in our hometown of Torquay. The rally was organised and led by Damien Cole, a local millennial who, after an amazing campaign for the seat of South Barwon in the state elections, is now running for Corangamite in the upcoming federal election. Fight for the Bight is a response to Norwegian company Equinor's plan to drill for oil in the Great Australian Bight. This expanse of ocean sits beneath Victoria and South Australia and is renowned for having some of the planet's roughest seas. Any accidental oil spill could rapidly spread to our pristine shores from Perth to Port Macquarie, affecting many people's homes and livelihoods, as well as endangering some of the most diverse marine life on our planet. These risks, along with our renewable energy future being within our reach, should mean the search for oil be a thing of the past. But this project will go ahead unless the submissions received by March 20th are enough to stop it. The community response to the call out led by Damien was inspiring. This is his speech before we paddled out.
All right, so I'll just give a bit of a rundown for, you know, I mean, we all know why we're here, but I'll give a bit of background on it. So we are here today to oppose Norwegian company Equinor, who plan to drill in the Great Australian Bight over 300 kilometres offshore. So here we are. What do we do? Well, the most important thing is to put this submission in. Stop seeing a submission. We're here today, we're educating, we're raising awareness, and that's absolutely amazing. The amount of sharing and the amount of likes that I've seen all across social media has been absolutely just amazing. It's been fantastic to watch. Our towns and our communities all around Australia are galvanising. But that's only the first step. NopSema are not going to look at any likes, they're not going to look at shares, they're not going to look at any comments that you make to NopSema or to Equinor on their Facebook pages. What counts is the number of submissions. So every one of you here, I urge you, please go onto the NopSema website and write out your submission. Now the questions are quite difficult, so what we've done is we've actually set up a Facebook page just to kind of break down what they're talking about and give a little bit of guidance. And we've got people all around here, everyone in the high vis desk. If you want any help, just come on down, take some photos of all the information we've got, and then go home and write your submission. Now the next one that we can do is let your local politicians know about this. At the end of the day, look how many of us there are here. And you know, the only we've got local councillors around here as well, which is really nice. But the only state politician that we've got here is Andy Meddick from the Animal Justice Party, who is an absolutely incredible man. I watch Andy personally, he's a good friend of mine, and watch him, he fights for the animals, he fights for our community, he fights for all of us. He is a true community representative. So thank you, Andy. But then I've got to ask the question, where is Liberal and Labor in this? We haven't seen them at all. They're the ones who have allowed all of this to go on. They're the ones that have rolled the dice forever on our lives and our livelihoods. And that's what we need to do right now. If you can write letters to any minister, any local MP, to our Prime Minister, the guy who walked into our Parliament with a lump of coal and said, this is our future. And it's not. This is not our future. Oil is not our future. Renewables is our future. And we need to move forward and actually start treating this place like we actually treat it like our home, like we love it and respect it as our home. That's what it is. We're all here for a paddle out. There's a lot of people here. We have a lot of different levels of surfing abilities. Not all of us are surfers, but I'm so stoked for anyone who's not a surfer to come out and paddle. What we're going to try and do is, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but got a bit of an oil rig behind me. So I'm sure you guys are all wondering what we're doing. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually paddle this out, and we're not going to do a big circle. What we're going to do is we're going to paddle this oil rig out, and then we're going to get everyone to bunch up as closely as possible to the oil rig in a safe way, though. Don't start, you know, we don't want to suffocate anyone, we don't want to get too close, but we want everyone as close as possible to the stand up paddleboard, the oil rig. And then what we'll do is, once we're all set, on the count of three, we all slowly start paddling, very slowly start paddling towards the beach, and we're going to try and emulate an oil spill. So we're going to get some shots from above. And we're going to try and get that thing on the front page of the Age, the Herald Sun, anyone who'll listen to it.
Equinox.
We're about to paddle out for the bite down here at Cozy Corner in Torquay.
Being in the water, paddling out with our community was unforgettable. The power of everyone chanting, "No way, Equinor," and splashing water into the air was palpable. Our rally was only one of the paddle outs happening around Australia. As communities galvanised to stand up and shout for their future, the need for governments to reflect that voice is critical.
We're Climactic. We're a podcast for climate change.
Yep.
So what does this mean today for you, Maurice Cole?
What does this mean to me? This really gives me hope. I'm so proud of my son. I'm so proud of... It looks to me like a new demographic is standing up.
Absolutely.
You know, and a lot of people give crap to the millennials and that, and I travel a lot around the world, as you know, and this is a movement that's being... It just feels like it's just starting, and people are just becoming aware of, wow, what is your future going to look like?
Totally.
And I've seen a pristine planet. I've seen a planet without debt. And I've been worrying for most of my life about my generation being the baby boomer generation, over 60s, who have just raped and pillaged the planet. I think they can still do it. And it's to the detriment of the future generations. And it sounds such a cliche, but it's not. And this thing here, I mean, the whole thing, drilling in the bite, if there is an accident, it'll destroy an Australian way of life. We live on the coast. We are a coastal culture.
Yep.
And we're playing with that. I was in France 15 years ago when they had the oil spill in Spain. One tanker came up aground. It brought it onto the southwest. They missed two summers. It cost 8 billion euros, let alone the wildlife, everything like that. That was just one little tanker.
Yeah.
Right out on the tip of Spain.
Which they would have silenced as much as they could.
Oh, no, they couldn't, because they had to stop people going to the beach.
Right.
A whole summer you couldn't go to the beach because of the oil in the water.
That's
think about it.
Horrible.
I've seen that. I've literally seen that. So to even think that we would risk that, I mean, where is Labor and Liberals
I'm
today?
I'm surprised, actually.
Why aren't they here?
Yeah.
You know?
Opportunity missed, eh? Oh,
well, opportunity missed or... They
just
might have got booed. They
maybe,
might have got booed,
maybe.
You know. Or what can they say if someone...
Well, they're too attached, aren't they? Even if the person isn't for the oil drilling, then the party has been in the past.
Well, so
what are you going to say?
The whole idea of community reps. Yeah. What is a community rep? And that's why, you know, Damo running for state parliament, federal. It's just an amazing day.
We've
got to really look at that. It's a win-win-win for the community. I wouldn't like to be in a politician's shoes right now, having to answer.
Definitely not.
And that was 1,000 people, wasn't it?
It was definitely 1,000 people, yeah.
Yeah, was more. Oh, that was 1,000 people.
We'll see you soon, Jackie.
See you soon.
Thanks for chatting to us, Maurice.
Really appreciate it. It's an absolute pleasure, and it's an actual honour to be able to... To watch my son and just watch the results.
Yeah, and like you say...
We were here at 11 o'clock going, gee, I hope there's 100. At 11:30 we went, gee, we might even get 500. By midday it was like...
Bam.
We have to change. We thought we'd have a few people on the beach and be able to talk off the green there, and then the run to Damo and go, hey...
You should have seen
gonna
it
happen.
Streaming in from all the car parking had to be backed up to the three streets back.
Leaving.
And then everyone with the board, I was like, they're paddling out.
Yeah.
Santi was like, really? I'm like, well, there's no surf.
It's
they're going to be
That's
paddling out. Yeah.
There are some little waves, though.
Record this.
Yeah. It's so amazing. Thank you so much for coming down.
Hey, Damo. How are you?
How you going?
I'm just recording your little sound bites.
Yeah, that's all right.
For the podcast.
That's so cool. Yeah, awesome. That is me, yeah.
How did you go today? How mind-blowing was that?
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's got to be at least a 300.
Yeah, it's so good.
The turnout was absolutely huge. I couldn't even begin to tell you how many people.
Well, we reckon an estimate maybe 1,000.
Yeah, I think it might be
pushing up maybe.
Yeah, just doesn't happen to me often, but I'm a little lost for words.
That's awesome, Damo. Congratulations. Really good.
I was just, it was a huge, I know it sounds a little bit cliche, but what a team effort it was. Like, we pulled this together literally like 9 days ago, and I just got this core group of people. It was Emma, Katie, Jarrah. They all just, we just pulled it in and just started going. You know, Jeremy, who's been, he's become kind of my campaign manager, or one of my campaign managers.
Your millennial campaign manager.
Yeah. He's my, like, my kind of secret weapon when for social media and stuff like that.
Excellent.
He's been incredible too. So, but yeah, like, Katie, they're just over there. Like, Katie's absolutely amazing. Jarrah's around. Darren from Surf Rider Foundation.
Yep.
Who jumped in at the last minute and just saved us.
That was the insurance
time.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah, listen, yeah. And it's a big learning curve. Like, I'll be honest, I'll put my hand up. I messed up.
No, you're learning.
Yeah,
it's
I was
all right.
Yeah,
it's
I didn't think it was going to be this big, so we thought we might be able to get away with no permit, and it just escalated that quickly that obviously, the authorities got hold of it, and we're like, all right, we better do the right thing. And yeah, Surf Rider came in and really saved us. So
perfect.
That was a real 11th hour kind of thing. And then really, really snowballed into something absolutely amazing. It just shows how strong our community is and really how we can galvanise for such a huge issue.
And what's the take-home action that people need to do to make this worthwhile?
The number one is write a submission to NOPSEMA.
Yep.
I know there's four questions there and they are quite hard to kind of read, so like to kind of just break down. But what we've done is we've got a Facebook page, which is NOPSEMA Submissions, and we break it down and kind of just guide people a little bit and just kind of show them what they mean by every question.
Yep.
So trying to make it as easy as possible. And we need numbers. As I said, like, raising awareness is amazing. Sharing is great. It's so good to see social media. All kinds of famous people and celebrities are jumping all over. It's amazing. But at the end of the day, NOPSEMA will not look at this. Our federal government will not look at a like or a share. They will look at the amount of submissions that are in there.
So that's the action that people need to get on board with.
Write a submission. That's the number one. And then follow that on by, you know, another step is write to your local ministers and tell them that you're not happy. And the other one is, don't vote Liberal and Labor. They're the ones who got us in this mess. Mm. And they're the ones that are really, they're driving us down a very dark and, dark road. So
you're campaigning now as well, aren't you?
I am. Listen, and that's...
It starts soon anyway.
Yeah, listen, and we are... The thing is with what I'm doing is... this is, I guess, part of the campaign in a sense, but I don't do anything I do. I don't do it for the campaign. I do this because it is so close to my heart.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just, we need our communities to stand up and fight back, you know.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Thanks for chatting to Climactic Demo.
No worries.
See you soon.
See ya.
Bye. And Delphi, what did you think of your first protest today? To get your submission in before the 20th of March, head to fightforthebite.org.au for information on what you need to do and who you need to send the information to. This has been a special edition of Climactic with Maxine, all the way from Torquay.
No way, Equinox! Come on, guys, I can't hear you on the back there. Get it up there, come on! No way, Equinox! No way, Equinox! No way, Equinox!
Climactic Collective.
This show is produced by Hear Media, a boutique audio agency in Narm, Melbourne. To learn more and get in touch, head to hearmedia.studio. That's HERE media.studio.